I text letu silthole ngoka Luka isahluko seshumi nesikhombisa.
Our text is from Luke chapter 17.
Usukele vesini lokuqala.
From the first verse.
Ishumi nanye kuze kube ishumi nashiya kalolunye.
From verse 11 to 19.
Kwathi esehamba ukuya eJerusalem, wadabula eSamaria neGalile.
Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee.
Esangena emzanini othile kwahlangana naye amadoda ayishumi anochoko.
As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance.
Aphakamisa izwi athi, Jesu, Nkosi, sihawukele.
And called out in a loud voice, Jesus, Master, have pity on us.
Kuthi ewabona wathi kuwo, Hambani niyoziveza kubapristi, kwathi esahamba ahlanjululwa.
When he saw them, he said, Go, show yourselves to the priests. And as they went, they were cleansed.
Isibona ukuthi iphilisiwe yabuya imdumisa. Unkulunkulu ngezwi elikhulu yawa ngobuso ngasezinyaweni zakhe imbonga yayingumSamaria.
One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan.
Kepha uJesu waphendula wathi,
Jesus asked, were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other
9?
Was no one found to return and give praise to God? Except this foreigner.
Why say to kuye, Sukuma, uhambe, ukholwa kwakho, kukusindisile.
Then he said to him, Rise and go. Your faith has made you well.
Asikine lapho.
We'll end reading there.
Izolo, ngathanda ukudideka.
Yesterday, I got a bit confused.
Ngacabanga ukuthi how kodwa lento ithini?
And I wondered, what does this all mean?
Kuthwa uJesu wasuka eGalilea.
It says Jesus was from Galilee.
UseGalilea, iGalilea kusenyakatho le phezulu.
Galilee is in the north of Israel.
Wasuku kuye Jerusalem, iJerusalem lingenzansi.
And from there he set off to go to Jerusalem. Now Jerusalem is directly south of Galilee.
ISamaria liphakathi nendawo. Galilee phezulu, Samaria la. Jerusalem ngenzansi.
And Samaria is in between.
Manje angithi bekufanele ukuthi kushiwo uJesu wasuka eGalilee. Wadabula eSamaria. Wazo wafika waqonda eJerusalem.
Now we would have expected it to be written and recorded. Jesus left or came from Galilee, went through Samaria on his way to Jerusalem.
kodwa uLuka uDokotela Luka uthi wasuka eGalile wahamba wadabula iGalile waze wadabula iSamaria wayese phendule muva eGalile.
But Dr. Luke records here that Jesus went through Galilee and then through Samaria and then went back to Galilee.
Ingani bekufanele aqonde nje aye eJerusalem ngoba iJerusalem beliseningizimu belisenzansi kwakhe.
Jesus ought to have gone straight to Jerusalem because the route was quite straightforward from Galilee through Samaria to Jerusalem.
Kodwa kuthiwa wasuke Galile, wadabula Galile, waze wadabula iSamaria, wadabula iGalile futhi.
But it's recorded that Jesus went through Galilee, through Samaria, and then through Galilee once again.
Ngizwa ngithi hawu, Luka kodwa ubhala iphutha yini? Ngoba bekumele ukuthi uma esuka le phezule eGalile ehla afike ezweni eliphakathi nendawo iSamaria besavela konde nje Jerusalem kodwa kubhalwa ukuthi wahamba esuke elokhuzeni wadabula iSamaria wayesedabula iGalile eya le enzansi eJerusalem. Niyabona ukuthi kuyaphambana.
One could say, Dr. Luke, didn't you make a mistake here? Because we would have expected Jesus traveled from Galilee through Samaria to Jerusalem. But we find that Jesus traveled through Galilee, through Samaria, and then through Galilee once again.
Kodwa lekhi iphutha eBhayibhelini.
But there is no mistake in the Bible.
Wadabula iGalile.
Jesus went through Galilee.
Esedabula iSamaria phakathi nendawo. Bese aye eGalile futhi. Kanti uya le elokhuzeni eJerusalem.
But as Jesus reached Samaria, the middle of Samaria, he returned and went back towards Galilee before he went to Jerusalem.
Niyabona izindlela zikaJesu azifani nezindlela zethu.
You see that God's ways and Jesus' way isn't like our
way. Uma umuntu engasuka le ahambe ehlehle, uma esephakathi nendawo aphindele emuva, singathi hawu usoyeduka manje.
If a person would go in one direction and then turn around and go back in the direction from which he came, you would say, now he's getting lost.
Uyayidukisa. Uyayikhathaza. Umosa amandla akho nemali yakho.
You are wasting your time and resources while you're going back in the same direction.
Uma umuntu esuka eGoli enzansi eCape Town. Bese uma iphakathi nendawo ashone eGoli futhi. Singathi hawu usodidekile yini kanti kudideke thina ayena.
If a person would go from Johannesburg down to Cape Town and halfway turns around and he goes back in the direction of Johannesburg whilst heading for Cape Town, we'd say, no, there's something wrong. But there's nothing wrong with the Lord Jesus. There's something wrong with our understanding.
Ngalokhu sivezelwe uthando lukaJesu nesihe sakhe nomusa wakhe.
By that we are shown the love and the mercy and compassion of our Lord Jesus Christ.
UJesu yonke indawo lapho behamba khona ubeshumayela enze okuhle esiza abantu.
Everywhere where Jesus went, he went preaching, doing good and helping the people.
Bekumthetho wakhe lowo.
That was his habit.
Empeleni bekuhamba kwakhe kokugcina ukusuka eGalile ukuya eJerusalem ngoba ubesezobethelwa.
In fact, this was his last journey from Galilee to Jerusalem, where after he was going to be crucified.
UJesu akashonga ukuthi hayi ngiyezwa kumele ukuthi ngiphindele eGalile kodwa ngizoya khona uma sengiphuma eJerusalem.
Jesus didn't say, well, I feel strongly a strong urge, I need to return to Galilee, but I'll go there after I've been to Jerusalem.
Asazi kanjani ukuthi kukhona owamxoxelayo ukuthi kukhona abantu eGalile abahluphekile abasosizini.
We don't know why this happened, whether somebody shared with him, perhaps told him there are people there in Galilee that are really suffering.
Noma wazizwela yena ukuthi ushiya abantu le kude abahluphekile.
Whether he just felt it perhaps in himself that he left people behind that were in great need and distress.
Asazi ukuthi kwabanjani. Kodwa iBhayibheli lithi wadabula iGalile fike eSamaria eqonde eJerusalem bese wadabula iGalile futhi.
We don't know for what reason it was, what motivated the Lord Jesus, how it came about, but what we do know is that he went from Galilee on his way to Jerusalem through Samaria and then went back to Galilee.
Kusho ukuthi uma simlandela simbona ehla ehla phakathi nendawo usephendele emuva ngendlela leyo abeze ngayo.
So if we would follow his footsteps, we find him traveling southward and then in Samaria turning around and going back again.
Besothi awuNkosi usudidekile yini awuyini eJerusalema. EJerusalema kusenzansi manje usuphendule emuva lapho uqhamuka khona.
We might ask, Lord, aren't you confused perhaps? You're on your way to Jerusalem. Why are you turning around going back to Galilee?
Kodwa uJesu kalenzi iphutha.
But Jesus makes no mistake.
Uqhutshwa uthando lwakhe.
He is driven by his love.
Isikhe sakhe.
By his mercy and compassion.
Wezwa asazi kanjani ukuthi kukhona abantu abahluphekile eGalile abayizimpumputhe eziyishumi.
He felt it in him. How? We don't know. But that there were 10 people in great need and distress there in Galilee.
UJesu akafani nathi thina bantu sibuka yona indlela sisebenzisa ingqondo yethu sikholwa ukuhlakanipha kwethu. Kodwa uJesu akafani nathi.
Jesus is not like us. We just follow our common sense, the way that we see things, our understanding, but Jesus isn't like that.
Yena uqhutshwa uthando lwakhe, nesihe sakhe, nomusa wakhe, eshizakela nabantu abahluphekile ukuze basizakale.
Jesus is driven and inspired by his love, mercy, and compassion to help those who are in need.
Lapho uJesu ebona ezwa abantu abahluphekile abayishumi eGalile waphenduka wayishiya indlela eJerusalema
When Jesus became aware of those there in Galilee that were in need and in distress, he turned around and he went back to go and help them. We people are hard. We don't care about others. Jesus has compassion and love towards those who are in need. Those who are in distress. He doesn't say, well, I'll help them perhaps on another day. Now, Billy Graham relates a story. He was ill. Exhausted. Lying on his bed. And then they came and informed him there was somebody who had knocked, wanting to see him.
Why said he, hey, angiphilile, ngikhathele, angabuya yini afike kusasa na?
And he said, look, I'm not well and I'm tired. Can he not perhaps come back again tomorrow?
Awu muntu waphuma. Wambigela wathi awu Billy Graham ubthaka ukhathele awukwazi ukubuya yini kusasa.
And the person took back the reply, saying to the person that Billy Graham is unfortunately very tired, he's unwell, and he's asking whether you can come back tomorrow.
Awu isithunywa saya sabuya sathi hayi ube khululekile wathi cha uma kunjalo.
And so the messenger came back with a reply to Billy Graham, saying that the person felt very free and said he could come back the following day.
Kanti akazi ukuthi uPresident Kennedy osemnyango.
He didn't realize it was President Kennedy who was out there wanting to see him.
Kwaba usuku umsukwane uPresident Kennedy edutshulwa.
That was the day that President Kennedy was assassinated.
UPresident wasuka khona lapho wahamba. Waya kulelo dilopho lapho wadutshulwa khona.
He went off to the place where he went to the city where he was then assassinated.
Uthi wahlupheke mini nasebusuku. He was haunted by this for many months. Engaphumuli. Ethi, hey, umengameli ubehluphekile. Kanti nakho sefile manje. Angazi ukuthi ubezele kuphi.
He said the president was here, troubled by something. In distress, in need, and I don't even know what his need was.
Kodwa uJesu laphezwa kunqonqoswe kuthwa kukhona abantu abayishumi abayizimpumputhe wathinteka wayishiya leyo ndlela ukuthi aqonde eJerusalema waphindele emuva. Kulelo dilopho lakhona impumputhe abanobuchoko abayishumi.
But when Jesus became aware of those 10 who were in need and in distress, they so to say knocked at the door. Jesus stopped going in the direction that he was going in. He turned around and he first went back to go and help them.
UJesu ubengayinaki yena. Eqabangela yena ubephilela abanye enaka abanye eyosiza abanye engayicabangelo kwakhe kodwa ucabanga okwabanye.
Jesus didn't consider himself. He lived for others. He was always considering others, not himself.
Ubenjalo kuJesu engafani nathi. Thina sinandaba nabanye abantu. Sinakele okwethu nje. Lokho esikuzwayo esifuna ukwenza. Sinako kwethu. Asinaki okwabanye. UJesu ubeza ukuzonaka akhohlwa kwakhe anake okwabanye.
Jesus is not like us. We consider ourselves, our own feelings, our own needs, our desires, what we want to do. Jesus wasn't like that. He didn't think about his own. He forgot about all of that and just considering others and living for them.
Wathi into yokuqala kufanele ukuthi ngisize laba bantu abahluphekile, abantu abasosizini.
He said it's a priority that I should first help these people who are in distress and need.
Ngingabuya ngisize ngiye eJerusalem.
So that I can go back again to Jerusalem.
Kodwa kwindawo ende. Mhlawumbe bese khathele kodwa kanandaba nalokho ucabangela abanye akazicabangeli yena.
It's a long distance. Perhaps he was weary of traveling, but he didn't consider that. He didn't think about that. He considered others.
Lapho sibona uthando lwakhe analo uJesu kumuntu nakuwe akhohlo kwakhe anake okwakho.
In that we see the love of Jesus Christ demonstrated towards you and me. Not considering his own, but only thinking of others.
Ayike uma esefika kulelo dilopho, nampa abantu abayishumi abanobuchoko.
So when he got there to that village, he found 10 men who had leprosy.
Manje ubuchoko bekuyisifo esibi.
Leprosy is a terrible disease.
Esihlukanisa umuntu nabanye abantu.
Which brings separation between that person who has leprosy and others.
Ungasakwazi ukuhlala nabakini, usuzohlala entabeni. Ngoba lesi sifo siyathatheka.
That person had to be in quarantine, in isolation, living out there on the mountains because of its contagiousness.
Uma ufuna ukubhalela lo muntu incwadi ubuzombhalela bese kule mhlambe khona itshe nomidwala usuke uthathe ubeke incwadi khona ucindezele ngetshe bese uhambe. Uma usuhambile useyeza ke lowo ezolanda le ncwadi afunde.
If you wanted to communicate with a relative of some or somebody there, you would write a letter, bring it towards that place, put it under a rock close by, and then leave. And after you've left, that person would come then from that leper colony and fetch that
letter. Bese baphindele emuva. Uma sebephindele emuva, sokufika abanye, sokufike bona. Uma bebona ukuthi lo muntu usehambile, bahambe bezofuna ibhodwe lokudla kwabo.
And if relatives wanted to bring their family some food, they'd bring it, put it there on a rock, and then leave. And then that person from the leper colony or those people would come after the others had left and find the food
there.
Leprosy was a painful disease, bringing about a lot of heartache and separation, separating them from their families, and there was no cure for it.
Uma uJesu edlula khona esekude nabo basuke bamemeza ngezwi elikhulu kufanele ukuthi bamemeze phele ngoba ngeke kuzwe ela bele entabeni bamemeza ngezwi elikhulu.
So when Jesus got to that village, these 10 lepers stood at a distance, far away, and from there they shouted in a loud voice in order for Jesus to hear them.
Bememeza ngezwi elikhulu ebathi Jesu othandekayo sihawukele.
And they cried out, "Jesus, beloved Master, have pity on us."
Bathi Nkosi Jesu sihawukele bememeza kakhulu.
In a loud voice they cried out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us."
Uma bengamemezi ngayo yonke inhliziyo yabo, ngawo wonke amandla abo, ngeke kuzwe.
If they hadn't cried out with all their heart and with all their energy and strength, he wouldn't have heard them.
Kodwa bamemeza ngenhliziyo yabo yonke. IBhayibheli lisho njalo lithi inkosi uzoyithola uma uyifuna ngenhliziyo yakho yonke.
But they called out to the Lord with all that they had within them. And that's what the Bible says. If you seek God with all your heart, then you will find him.
Hayi ngokuthi basho nje ukuthi awu Jesu awungisize. Cha, bebememeza befaka amandla abo onke, bemfuna ngenhliziyo yonke, bememeza ngezwi elikhulu ekude, bethanda ukuthi akuzwe ukukhala kwabo.
You won't find the Lord Jesus if you just say, "Oh Lord, please help me, I need your help." But they cried out, they called out with all their strength, all that was within them, that he might hear them.
IBhayibheli lisho kaningi, nizomfuna, nimthole, uma nimfuna ngenhliziyo yenu yonke, hayi ukuzenzisa, hayi ukudlala, hayi ukukomika, kodwa uzikhalele wena ngenhliziyo yakho yonke ukuba ukukhala kwakho kufinyelele kuye.
The Bible often says, if you seek God with all your heart, then you will find him. Not if you seek him in a hypocritical manner, just making as if you are seeking him, but if you call out to him with all your strength, you will find him.
Kusho ukuthi laba bantu abayishumi lapho bembona uJesu bamemeza ngezwi elikhulu bethi Nkosi Jesu sihawukele.
So these 10 men who had leprosy stood at that distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us."
Elinye ihumusho lithi Jesu othandekayo sihawukele.
Another translation says, "Jesus, beloved, have mercy on us."
Kodwa babemazela phu Jesu bona na.
But from where did they know Jesus?
Bebengakahlangani naye.
They'd never met him.
Bezwa kanjani? Bamazela phi?
How did they hear? How did they know about him?
Bezwa. Bekhuluma abanye bethu Jesu waTsanazeretha uyabahawukela abantu abanobuchoko, uyabasiza abantu abanjengathi.
They had heard of it from others telling them that Jesus of Nazareth is somebody who is able to help lepers and he has mercy on them.
Abanawo amahloni bayamemeza ngezilonke Jesu sihawukele.
So here, unashamedly, they cried out, Jesus, have pity on us.
Kushukuti bebezwa ngabanye, bexoxelwa ngabanye, bebhalelwa abanye ukuthi kukhona uJesu waseNazaretha obasizayo abantu abanjengani.
So they must have heard it from others. Perhaps they wrote to them saying, there is someone called Jesus of Nazareth and he's able to help people like you.
Base bakholwa ilokho. Bakholwa ukuthi uJesu angabasiza.
They believed that Jesus was able to help them.
IBhayibheli lithi ukukholwa kuze ngokuzwa. Awukwazi ukholwa uma ungezwanga. Uma usuzwile, usuyakholwa.
The Bible says faith comes through hearing. You cannot believe unless you've heard. After you've heard, you then believe.
Abanye bayezwa kodwa bakholwa.
Some do hear, but they do not believe.
Kodwa labo uma sebezwa ngoJesu noma bezwa ngaye ngezwi bebhalelwa noma banye bebamemezwa bethi hey uJesu waseNazaretha uyabahawukela abantu akusazi kodwa ukusobala ukuthi bakholwa ikona.
So they had heard in some way or another, either through somebody writing a message to them, or maybe calling out to them, saying, Jesus of Nazareth has mercy on people like you. In whichever way they heard it, they believed it.
Bakholwa ikona.
They believed it.
Kuthiwa bekhona umfana omncane.
They said there was a small boy.
Obedlala phandle. Obishini lodaka.
Playing outside in a pool of mud.
Uma idlala kanti akaboni ukuthi khona umgodi.
Whilst he was playing, they didn't realize there was a deep hole.
Wayesephoseka kulomgodi.
And he fell into it.
Kulomgodi gcwele udaka. Luze lishaye la kuye.
That hole was full of slime and mud that had reached his waist.
Wazama ukuphuma kwangaphumeka.
And he tried to get out of that, but he couldn't.
Wathi hey, uma kungafika ngumuntu ozongisiza, ngizofa kulomgodi.
And he said, if nobody comes to rescue me now out of this, I'm going to perish here.
Wayesezwa umuntu.
And then he heard someone.
Waphakamisa ikhanda wabona ukuthi uyise.
He raised his head and he saw it was his father.
Kodwa uma ebona uyise wathula wawuvala umlomo.
But when he saw his father, he kept quiet.
Ngani na?
Why?
Ethi ubaba unolaka, ubaba kanalo uthando, ubaba kafuni lutho kimi. What? Cha, ngeke ngimemeze ngithi baba ngihawukele.
Because he knew his father as an angry man with a violent temper who doesn't take any nonsense, so he said, no, I'm going to shut my mouth. I'm not going to call out to him to help me.
Emva kwalokho wezwa umama wakhe embiza.
After some time, he heard his mother calling him.
Waphakamisa ikhanda wabona unina.
And he raised his head and saw his mother.
Emthanda. Ethu mama akalikhulu nesihle.
And he knew his mother as a compassionate woman.
Wayesethi, mama, ngihawukele.
And said, mother, help me, have mercy on me.
Wafika unina, wamdonsa, wamkhipha obishini lwakhe.
And so his mother came. And she pulled him out of that slimy pit full of mud in which he had been trapped.
And so
they believed that Jesus was compassionate, merciful, and that he loved them and would help them. That's why they called out to him. Just as that little boy realized his mother is a compassionate woman, she would pull him out and she would then wash him.
Bakholwa nguyena. Bakholwa lokabakuzwayo. Bethi Nkosi Jesu sihawukele.
So they believed in him. They believed that which they heard. And they said, Jesus, have pity on us.
Etozani.
And he said, come.
Uma beza kuye ethi kwenze njani.
And then he asked him, what's the matter?
Bathi sinokhoko sihawukele senzele umusa.
And they said, we are leprous, have mercy on us, be gracious to us.
Wathi hambani niye kumpristi nisveze kuye. Ngoba kulezo nsuku bekumelwe ukuthi umuntu aye kumKristu kumpristi akuhlole ukuthi kunjengokusho kweBhayibheli yini.
And he said, go show yourselves to the priest, because that was the law. If a person had been cured from his leprosy, he had to show himself to a priest that indeed it was in accordance with the Bible.
Nakho kokuyisimanga.
Here's something amazing.
UJesu wathi hambani niye kuba priest nizikhombise kubona ba priest bahlole ukuthi nisindile yini kuthi besahamba bazibona besindile.
Jesus said
abasindanga khona lapho basinda endleleni. Ngokumlalela uJesu ethi hambani niye kuba priest abashonga ukuthi kodwa Nkosi asikasindi sisagula qha bamlalela uJesu bahamba bayihlanganisa naye bebakwenze lokho akushoyo lapho bekwenza lapho belalela. Kwenzeka isimanga kubona basifice besindile kukho ubuchoko babo.
This is something amazing. Jesus said, go and show yourselves to the priests that you are cured. But at that stage, they weren't cured yet. They could have said, but Lord, we're still leprous, nothing has happened yet. But when they obeyed him and they went along the way, they were cleansed. And they were healed by believing and obeying the Lord Jesus. They were helped.
Abashonga ukuthi ayi akusizi lutho. Uthi asabe ingani sisagula. Cha. Bahamba bakwenza lokho akushoyo kwase kwenzeka leso simanga empilweni yabo.
They didn't say, what does it help us to go and show ourselves to the priest? Look, we're still ill. We still have leprosy. No, by their obeying him, that miraculous thing happened in their lives.
Uma ufuna ukuthi uNkulunkulu asebenze kuwe, mlalele, kwenze lokho akushoyo. Ungabuki ngapha nangapha. Ungabuki nobuchoko bakho. Susa amehlo akho kulokho, ubheke kuJesu. Ukwenze lokho akushoyo. Uma ukwenza akushoyo uJesu, uzobona isimanga sakhe esikhulu asenzayo kuwe.
You need to obey the Lord Jesus. If you want God to work in your life, obey Him. Don't look at other things. Don't even look at your own leprosy. Just obey Him. Do as He says, and you'll see what great miracle God will perform in your life.
Bebe ishuma banobukhobo. UJesu uthi hambani ukhombe indawo. Sebeya kuleyo ndawo njengokusho kwezwi. Uma bekwenza kwa asebenza amandla kaNkulunkulu kubona basinda.
They were 10 who were leprous, and Jesus said, go and show yourselves to the priest, and as they went, they were cleansed.
Ilona lo wasibona esesindile ngenxa yokulalela uJesu. Lalela uJesu. Noma ungaboni lutho, uma umlalela, kuzokwenzeka lokho akushoyo.
They, each of them, all of a sudden, realized and recognized they were healed, they were cleansed. Obey the Lord Jesus in that which He tells you. Even if you don't see anything, do what He tells you, and His promise to you and His word to you will be fulfilled.
Oyedwa kubona ube ngumuntu wezizwe. Bonke lababanye babe ngabajuda.
Only one of them was from a heathen nation. All the others were Jews.
Umuntu wezizwe owakhishelwa phandle engavunyelwa ukuhlangana nabajuda. Ebukelwa phandle, ekhishelwe phandle.
Those from the heathen nations, they were looked down upon by the Jews. They couldn't have any fellowship with them. They couldn't go into the temple. They were excluded from that.
Bebe ngamakhaladi.
They were
abajuda, but asibafuni.
They were a mixed race. They were coloreds, and the Jews didn't want to have anything to do with them.
Pans.
Looking down on them.
Kota lalela. Oyedwa phakathi kwabayishumi abajuda bayishumi waphenduka khona lapho wagijima wamemeza ngeze elikhulu ethi Jesu wangihawukela wangisiza Nkosi waziphosa phansi ngasenyaweni zakhe.
One of these 10, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice, and he threw himself at Jesus' feet and he thanked him for healing and cleansing him. He forgot about going to the priests.
He forgot
He didn't think about his wife and his children, his family, his home, his farm, and thinking about going to them first. He forgot about all of that. And he came and he threw himself at Jesus' feet, thanking him.
Wangaya nakuba priesti. Wamemeza ngezwi elikhulu. Wawa phansi ngobuso bakhe ngasezinyaweni zakhe wambonga.
He didn't even continue going to the priests. No, he came back praising God in a loud voice and throwing himself at Jesus' feet. He thanked him.
Kanti khumbula ukuthi ube ngumSamaria.
Now remember, he was a Samaritan.
Abanye bambukela phansi.
Others looked down upon him.
Laba bangabajuda abayiqhenyayo abayiphakamisayo.
They were proud and haughty.
Aw ukuba umuntu oyiqhenyayo umuntu oziphakamisayo uyanyanyeka kuNkulunkulu.
You know, a proud and haughty person is offensive to God.
Mubi uNkulunkulu melana naye.
That person is evil. God opposes such a person.
Ngenxa yokuyiqhenya kwabo nokuzibona bephakeme basuke baya kuba priest akekho noyedwa kubona wabuyela kuJesu ukuyiphotsa ngasezinyaweni zakhe.
Because of their pride, they continued now to the priest, showing themselves to the priest. Not one of them thought about going back to Jesus to go and thank him.
UJesu wathi, "Bengithini ishumi, kodwa munye nje obuyele kimi eyobonga uNkulunkulu."
And Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? And only one was found to return and say thank you to God."
Wamdumisa uNkulunkulu ngelikhulu izwi wawa phansi ngobuso bakhe ezinyaweni zakhe.
He praised God in a loud voice and throwing himself down upon his face at Jesus' feet.
UJesu waphendula wathi, "Akuhlanjululwanga abayishumi na.
Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9 then?"
Abamfunyaniswanga yini ababuyela ukumnika uNkulunkulu udumo kuphela lona wezizwe na?
Was no one found to return and give praise to God except for this foreigner?
Why sethi sukuma uhambe?
And then he said to him, "Rise and go, for your faith has made you well."
Nasi isimanga.
Here is an amazing thing.
Bebe shumi, kodwa munye nje wasizakalayo.
There were 10 of them, but only one was truly helped.
About 9 basizakala emzimbeni. Kodwa abasizakalanga emoyeni.
9 of them were helped, yes, in their bodies, but not in their spirits.
Munye nje uJesu ukholwa kwakho kukusindisile. Munye phakathi kwabayishumi owathola ukusindiswa.
They were not helped spiritually, but only one of them, Jesus said, who was healed, where his faith has made him well, that one returned to give thanks to God.
Akaphiliswanga half kuphela. Aphiliswa emzimbeni. Waphiliswa nasemoyeni.
He wasn't only helped halfway, only in his body. He was helped and saved completely in his spirit as well, spiritually.
Mhlawumbe nawe usuwabona iy'manga zikaNkulunkulu empilweni yakho. Ingane yakho yasinda. Wabona izimanga zikaNkulunkulu. Kodwa leso simanga safinyelela yini enhlizweni yakho? Yaguqula. Yakulethela ukusindiswa.
Perhaps you've already witnessed God's miracles. Maybe happening in the life of your child, where your child was healed and made well. But has that reached your heart, where your heart has been transformed and changed?
I've seen noma ingane sithi noma ingane yakho yasinda noma ube nobuthoko usinde ube isishosha usinde uma ungasindiswanga emoyeni.
It helps you nothing, even if your child is healed. Even if you are healed from your leprosy, or maybe where you were paralyzed and now you can walk, if you're not helped in your heart.
Ungalandi imsebenzi kaNkulunkulu, kodwa uma kungathintanga ingaphakathi lakho, kwaguqula, akusizi lutho.
You can speak about the great works of God, but unless it's reached your heart and changed you within, it's of no avail.
Laba about 9 bebe ngabajuda beqhenya ngobujuda babo.
These 9 were
bemjikela phansi lo,
proud because of their Jewish heritage, looking down on the Samaritan.
Kodwa lo waseSamaria wezizwe uyayithoba, uyazehlisa, uyabuya uyabonga uJesu uJesu wathi ukholwa kwakho kukusindisile wasinda umuntu wangasinda emoyeni kuemzimbeni kuphela wasinda nasemoyeni.
But this foreigner, this Samaritan, he humbled himself. He turned around, he went back to Jesus to thank him for what he did for him. And Jesus said, go, your faith has made you well. He wasn't only made well physically, but spiritually.
Laba bawunayini bayiqhenya ngokusinda kwabo. Bayiqhenya ngobuJuda babo. Kodwa munye nje ozithobayo. Lokhu kusinda kwabo akubasizanga lutho. Kwabasiza nje emoye emzimbeni. Kodwa akubasizanga emoyeni.
These other nine, they were proud because of their being a Jew, because of being made well. Yes, their physical healing helped them somewhat, just in their bodies, but they weren't helped spiritually.
Basizakala, babusiseke emzimbeni, kodwa basizakalanga emoyeni.
They were blessed in their bodies, materially, physically, but they were not blessed spiritually.
Kusho ukuthi uJesu ukuze abuye endleleni ukuzosiza laba bayishumi abahluphekile empeleni kusizakalo yedwa nje abawu-9 abasizakalanga kwavuleka amehlo kwavuleka indlebe basinde ebushosheni babo kodwa abasindiswanga munye nje owasindiswa zonke imanga azenzayo uNkulunkulu empilweni yakho azisizi lutho uma kungafinyelelanga emoyeni kuwe ngoba usizakala half nje emzimbeni emoyeni awusizakalanga.
So that Jesus turned around to go and help these 10 who were in distress and need, and heal them and save them. Only one, in fact, was truly helped and saved. The other 9 weren't saved. And so in your life as well, all the things that God does in your life, all the miracles where he helps you physically, all of that is of no avail unless it helps you spiritually.
Uma kungafinyelelanga emoyeni wakho wasindiswa wathethelelwa izono wahlanzwa waguqulwa wenziwa umuntu omusha.
All of those blessings, all those miracles are of no meaning in your life unless you are helped spiritually, where you're saved, where your sins are forgiven, you are cleansed, you are made a new person.
UJesu wathi hamba ke nawe uzveze kuba priest hamba ukholwa kwakho kukusindisile wathuka lapha engasindanga emzimbeni wodwa esinde nasemoyeni waze wafika ekhaya indoda yabona eyinkosikazi yabona ukuthi usindisiwe ingane zabona umahluko kuyise ngoba wahlangana noJesu walala enyaweni zakhe njengokhono leyo eBhayibhelini kufika uPetro wazilahla phansi uPetro wathi ke cha musu ukuzilahla phansi vuka ngithunyiwe nje kodwa yena uziphosa phansi kuJesu Kristu wahlangana naye. UJesu wathi ukholwa kwakho kusindisile. Ukukholwa kusiza lutho noma kusindisa umzimba wakho uma kungasindisanga ingaphakathi lakho. Phela amagqubu, phela inzondo, phela inkani, uthethelele. Kukhona abantu sekuyiminyaka bekholwa kodwa bakwazi ukuthethelela. Kusekhona igqubu iminyaka eyishumi kodwa kusekhona igqubu ukusizakala kwakho wasizakala emzimbeni kodwa usizakala ngemoyeni fanele ukuthi inzondo iphele amaqhubu aphele awukwazi ukukhohlwa into eyenzeke seno 5 years 10 years awukwazi ukuthethelela ungithethelele njengokuba nami ngithethelele uma khona igqubu hlobo wami ukholwa kwakho ukuzenzisa ukufarisa ungumpristo ozenzisayo ongakholwa ngempela ngoba khona ugu khona igqubu khona ungungathetheleli uyakhumbula ukuthi usibani bani waka wangezela ukuthi nokuthi ukholwa kwakho kuhafu akuphelele.
This man at first obeyed Jesus when he said, go and show yourself to the priest. And then on the way found that he was well and he was clean. So he returned to Jesus. And after he thanked him, Jesus said, rise and go. Your faith has made you well. After that, he could go back home. And his whole family could see that he had changed. His wife, his children, they could see they've got a new father. Now in your life as well, when Jesus has done something for you, unless you help spiritually, it's of no meaning. If you've still got grudges that you're holding on to, after 10 years, your faith is only hypocritical.
Abantu abayishumi, abajuda abayishumi, munye nje kuphela owasizakalayo ngempela. Bonke bayo bathaphindiswa uJesu, saphiliswa uJesu. Hawu kwenze njani? Samemeza kuJesu, kodwa akufinyelelanga emoyeni, akufinyelelanga enhlizweni yabo. Aziphelanga izono.
Now of these 10, only one was truly saved and truly helped. So what about the other 9? They had called out to Jesus. Jesus heard them. They were healed in their bodies. But it didn't reach them spiritually. Their sin didn't come to an end. Shall we pray?
Siyabonga Nkosi ukuzwa le ndaba yakho emangalisayo.
Thank you, Lord, for hearing about this absolutely amazing matter.
Wena wafika emhlabeni ukuzofuna nokusindisa okulahlekileyo.
Jesus, you came to this world to seek and save those who are lost.
Wayidela wazehlisa ukuba usindise abazilahlayo enyaweni zakho.
And you denied yourself. You sacrificed yourself to save those who cast themselves at your feet.
Kosi sebenza kungabikho ozothi ngingumntwana kaNkuluNkulu kodwa ufana nabafarisi abangayilahlanga ezinyaweni zakhe awangafani nalaba bawu-9 bayiqhenya kodwa bengenabo ubufakazi ukuthi bathethelelwe izono.
Oh Lord,
kuphelile amaqhubu, kuphelile inzondo, kuphelile ukuhlukana.
Lord, have mercy on us that where we call ourselves Christians, we might not be found to be like Pharisees who've never cast themselves at your feet, who've never received the testimony that their sins have been forgiven, like those 9, where we might still have grudges or hatred in our hearts and lives.
Amen.